Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show. Just wanted to record. I just got done with my sixth attempt at doing the mini marathon down in Indianapolis. And I have to say that due to work and a bunch of other things, I really hadn't trained on it as much as I thought I should have. And I'd have to say that I was just praying that I could actually finish and in a somewhat time like I had in the past. But the thing that floored me is that I actually did it under 3 hours, which I thought was very good, and considering that I hadn't trained as well as I should have. So I'm very, very happy. And I bought some of this. I was talking to this guy at the expo they had yesterday. It was called this Glide stuff. And it's supposed to help you from getting blisters and stuff. And I have to tell you, I put a bunch of this shit on my foot and in other areas that you don't want to get any irritation, let me tell you. But I have to say that shit works. It was so good. So I got done, and if you look at the picture that goes along with this audio boo, you'll see the picture of the medal that I got at the end. And so it was very cool. So yay! So, and there, it was the one thing I have to tell you, that the one thing I love about this race is that there's all ages, all shapes and sizes, and it's just amazing. And you know, and every time I think that, you know, there's probably everybody does this at some point where like, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that. But the thing is, 6 years ago, I never thought I could do this, and I've been doing it year after year, and I have to say it's amazing. And so I just want to encourage all of you to find something that has always been a goal and you haven't done it, and just do it. Because I want to tell you, today I was kind of touched by a couple things. Number one is that they had police and firemen who were in their complete gear. And, you know, the head, the mask, I mean, everything for the firemen, and the tank that they, you know, they normally go into a fire with. They had those on, and then I saw the like a SWAT cop, and he had all the gear, including the headset and everything, and I was like, wow. And then I saw two military people, and they were in their complete uniform plus boots, and they had the full gear on the back. And there was this one guy, and he was kind of short and stocky, but the thing was, the bag was about as big as he was, and as he was just walking to the starting line, he was like all hunched over. I could not believe it. It was just crazy. And then the one moment that I got kind of choked up, really too, real quick, is the one at the very beginning of the race, we're just standing there waiting for it to start, and all of a sudden this woman, like three people over, just falls down. And it's like, I don't know what happened, but she just like collapsed. And then people were trying to help her up, but then other people were saying, no, leave her down. And then they cut the cord that was secure in the area, and then they brought a stretcher over, and then they took her away. But I was just like, can you imagine spending all that time training for this thing and then getting ready to start, and then she collapsed. And so I hope she's okay. But the one thing I just want to end this with that I thought was really quite amazing is that there was this guy, and he was really running kind of weird. And he was over to the left, so I didn't see like the full body. But then as I got over, I was wondering what was happening. But he had no left arm, and he was running. And I was just like, wow, if that guy can do it, anybody can. So I was just totally blown away. Okay, this is a long audio boo, but I just wanted to tell you all about it, and I'll be probably doing a podcast later, but I just wanted to give you a little audio boo. I love you people. Have a great day. Bye.